The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
The U.S. and China trade war, you know, it's not looking like it's coming to an end anytime soon. And in the latest update, China is threatening sanctions over planned U.S. sale of jet fighters to Taiwan. Now, China has said that this is in retaliation against what it describes as Washington's attempt to undermine their national security. And some are even saying that the next stage of the trade war will be much worse. Many countries around the world are starting to feel the pinch from the trade war in Singapore. We're, of course, not spared as well. But has the trade war affected our relations with the United States? Or are things between Singapore and the U.S. still the same or even stronger despite all the external factors? Well, in the studio with me this morning is Dwight Hutchins, Chairman, Board of Governors, American Chamber of Commerce, Singapore. Dwight, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Thanks a lot for taking the time to come in. Singapore, we've chosen that whole, you know, neutral stance with regard to the U.S.-China rivalry. We're not taking sides. What have you seen in terms of this policy and how it's affected our relationship with the United States?
U.S. businesses are very bullish about Singapore, and we understand Singapore has to weigh a lot of factors, and in the position that you take from a policy standpoint, you know, completely makes sense to us. We haven't seen a change with regard to how we feel about doing business here.
Would you say it's grown even stronger then?
I would say.
Or it's status quo?
I would say it's status quo.
Okay.
Yeah, no fundamentals have changed.
Which is good, which is always good news. But, you know, as the weeks go by, as the months go by, even this morning, certain words being said by the U.S. president, it really shows that this trade war isn't going to end anytime soon. In your opinion, is a recession expected? I think that's the big concern on everyone's mind.
Well, that's the question we all have, right? And, you know, if I was that good of a prognosticator, I probably wouldn't be sitting here. The thing is that for us, the fundamentals are sound, right? And particularly in Asia, and that's what the excitement is for AmCham Singapore, is that the business opportunities that we see across Southeast Asia and across Asia Pacific have never been better.
Sure, sure. But at the same time, in Singapore, we're seeing a lot of caution and a lot of talk about a potential recession. I mean, I know it's talk. I know it could even be a self-fulfilling prophecy. But with regard to the American companies, while hearing all of this in the background, are they preparing themselves for a recession?
The American companies are always preparing for whatever economic outcomes that are there. You know, the most important one is driving value and driving growth. And again, there's no more attractive place than APAC and ASEAN. And so, quite frankly, if there was a preparation, it would be prepared to double down here.
Okay. Wow, that's interesting. Dwight Hutchins, Chairman, Board of Governors, American Chamber of Commerce, or AmCham Singapore, in the studio with me this morning. We're talking about the U.S.-China trade war and our relationship between the United States and Singapore. So the U.S. has invested more in Singapore than in all other Asian nations combined. Dwight, could you share with us why specifically Singapore? What's so attractive about us?
So Singapore is amazingly attractive. I mean, the world reports show from the World Bank and others, the ease of doing business here is a factor of the transparency,
okay,
the rule of law, and the business-friendly environment. I mean, Singapore is open for business.
And if you were to look outside of Singapore, around Southeast Asia or even Asia, where else is the U.S. looking actively to invest in?
So we're looking across the region, right? I mean,
okay,
all of the demographics are positive. They're growing. The economies are growing. And we see opportunity.
Okay. And this really is, you know, in spite of, and I keep coming back to the whole talk of recession, even in spite of this talk, it's still lucrative for U.S. companies to invest here.
Absolutely. Again, if you look at the growth, if you look at the demographics, and if you look at the hunger of Southeast Asia in particular, they are just ripe for the types of opportunities that American businesses are looking for.
Any chance, Dwight, if you could share with us some of the numbers of Singaporeans who are working in the U.S. and vice versa?
The big number is okay, the amount of Singaporeans working at U.S. companies, which is
okay,
over 200,000. And if you put that into context, that's twice as many that work for the Singapore government. The number of Singaporeans that move around American companies around the world is robust. It's a talent pool that we try to pull from, and it's quite frankly one of the reasons that we're here and in such full force is because it is America's headquarters in Asia. And as I go to U.S. companies, I just went to, for instance, Corteva's Singapore headquarters opening for Asia. I walk in and I see labs full of, you know, chemical engineers and scientists doing some pretty advanced work.
If we were to talk industries, what are some of the popular industries that Singapore can provide talent in or has provided talent in?
I've seen a lot in the high-tech space,
okay,
in the analytics space, in the digital space.
Okay, that's nice. What do you think, what's the appeal for these Singaporeans who have moved to the United States?
I think the appeal of the United States is it's a big job market, right? And there's lots of opportunities. It's quite a diverse market, you know, whether in the financial sector, in the manufacturing sector, or, you know, in the high-tech sector.
And, of course, language is always an easy thing, and that's something that will always appeal to anyone.
No, absolutely. And it works both ways.
Yeah.
The Americans coming to work here, you know, really, you know, settle in quite well. I mean, we have a welcoming ceremony for expats coming in, and they very quickly spread out into the community. And I think that language, common culture, common values is a large part of it.
It really makes an easy transition. Speaking of transitions, for U.S. companies who have decided to set up shop here in Singapore, how has our Singapore government helped in this area? Are there any perks given, taxes and whatnot?
Well, so what's attractive about Singapore is you make it easy to do business. It's less about what you give and more about what you take away. You take away a lot of red tape. You take away a lot of uncertainty.
Right.
And that is very attractive to U.S. businesses.
And taking away red tape, it's only because of the transparency that's available.
It's partially because of the transparency, and I think partially is because of the go-get-it attitude of the EDB and other parts of the government. They are really proactive in making sure that, you know, all businesses, including American businesses, are set up for success.
But, you know, Singapore, we always like to improve. We always like to find a way to get things done better. So in terms of feedback, what have some U.S. companies given in terms of how Singapore could perhaps improve itself to attract more U.S. investors?
We invest more here than the rest of Asia combined. I think we represent about 20% of the FDI here. You know, if anything, it's an abundance of riches. And I get in a number of taxis and I hear the grumblings, and all I say is, you haven't traveled around the world. When you come here, you know, all we think about is actually, it's unimaginable. The Americans' biggest complaint is thinking that one day we have to leave.
I get that a lot when I travel around the world, talk about Singapore and whatnot. Of course, as a Singaporean, I'd have my grumblings as well. But I keep getting that as well from foreigners, from Americans, from Europeans. Hey, you're quite lucky to be in Singapore. It's a lot more straightforward in that sense.
Yes, from a business standpoint and then from a social standpoint, very, very good place to be.
In the studio with me this morning, Dwight Hutchins, Chairman, Board of Governors, AmCham Singapore. All right, let's talk about how Singapore and the U.S., we've got a strong focus on boosting Asia-Pacific's technology and cybersecurity sectors. Dwight, what kind of initiatives has the partnership introduced?
It's many faceted. Everything from, you know, from the American Chamber, we are investing in, for instance, scholarships at SMU to get aspiring students to look at things from business to cybersecurity, as well as we have a number of joint business sessions at the Chamber and beyond on cybersecurity. It's a very important topic and one that, you know, we're glad to see that Singapore is trying to take a lead on.
I'd like to talk a little bit about similarities when it comes to helping and nurturing entrepreneurs through supporting, you know, startups for small and medium enterprises and whatnot, How is Singapore and the U.S. similar in this aspect of supporting entrepreneurs?
Right. So Singapore has a robust startup culture, and it's great to see that the government is supportive of that. So Enterprise Singapore in particular, you know, we see, you know, setting the table and making available the resources to help make, you know, startups is inherently risky, but they remove as many of the potential roadblocks as possible. In the U.S., you know, you've seen the same, everything from the Small Business Administration to the Department of Commerce to all of the angel investors in Silicon Valley.
But you guys have been doing it for a longer time. Are there any learning points that perhaps Singapore could learn from the U.S. in terms of helping startups? What are we lacking?
Well, I think that it's less about lacking something as it is about actually being tolerant and accepting of the risk.
Okay.
And recognizing that the inherent risk comes things that don't work. And it's about failing fast and that not being a stigma, but being able to move on.
Let's talk about the future of Singapore and the United States relationship. You've got the upcoming U.S. elections, and we've got future trade deals that are still trying to be worked out, the CPTPP in particular. What is your opinion? And this is an opinion question, really. What is your opinion on how things will go moving forward?
So I think things will go well. I mean, because they have gone well in
despite
particular.
The uncertainty.
I think even because of the uncertainty, it's good to have a partner that we can work with. And, you know, you've seen the relationships from PM Lee and the DP going back and forth. So the bilateral relationships are fantastic. And again, it really comes down to the fundamentals that Singapore is an incredible place to do business in, and it's an incredible society to be a part of. So I think the relationship fundamentals will serve us well.
Dwight Hutchins, Chairman, Board of Governors, American Chamber of Commerce, Singapore, in the studio with me. Dwight, thanks so much for taking the time this morning.
Absolutely a pleasure.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.